Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Cold Ice. In this file, I'm going to play with ice on your back. Who knows where the drops may travel, but my touch will mostly remain on your back, maybe all the way down to your lower back and, well, not too far down, of course. I'm going to behave, even though a touch of ice might be quite tasty. Ice has some very interesting properties when you use it on your skin. It feels cold, and if you hold it there, it's almost painful. And yet, if you let it melt naturally against your skin, there is no damage. It just feels strange in a good way. And from ice come drips of water flowing along your skin. And all these things together can combine into a wonderful sensation. Different feelings that shiver along your spine. Now, of course, I can just grab you, pin you down, and thrust ice upon your back. No, I'll have to be a bit more subtle. Although, who knows what kind of things you might enjoy. No, I'm simply going to ask you to relax for a moment, to listen. Close your eyes, and as you listen, let yourself just relax and imagine laying in front of me on your stomach with your back exposed. And as you imagine yourself laying there, you wonder about the temperature in the room, which is pleasantly warm. Because you want to know that you're completely comfortable and safe. And as you feel yourself laying there, the pressure of your body on your stomach and shoulders, you can feel yourself starting to relax, every breath helping you to go a little bit deeper. Because it feels nice to relax. It feels nice to let your mind slip away and enjoy that sort of drifty state in which my words can help you feel all kinds of things. And as you imagine my words traveling through your mind, feeling them almost course through your spine, spreading themselves along your body, following every nerve from fingertip to toe. Because it feels good to let my words resonate all throughout your body. Let them flow from top to bottom and from bottom to top. And as you listen more and more, you'll find your mind drifting easily. Because it's nice to drift, to feel your mind slip away from your grasp and become ready for me to grab an ice cube from a bowl nearby and place it for just a second between your shoulder blades. A little shiver travels down your spine. A small surprise, but a wonderful feeling. And as you still feel a little drop on your skin from that ice cube, I place it there again and start making soft circles, this time holding the ice cube there and just circling just between your shoulder blades. Because that spot is a really nice place to begin. as you start to feel the cold of the ice spreading through your skin, it becomes kind of numb. And this numbness sort of spreads through your mind. Once I lift my hand again, you're not quite sure if I stop touching. The melting drops of water still left on your skin, a circle drawn in a reflective liquid. It takes a while to evaporate, and as long as it's there, it makes your skin still feel kind of cold until the warmth slowly seeps back. Again, I place the ice cube between your shoulder blades, but then draw it all the way down your spine. And then once I'm down, I just slowly, almost zigzag my way up, left, right, left, right, slowly going up your back, just making very slow, smooth movements, sometimes circling, making an eight all the way across your shoulder blades, and then lifting again. Now, when you do this, your back has all these wet, sensitive trails on it. It takes only a few seconds for your back to warm up again. However, it's still wet. And that means that if I were to blow softly on it, you would feel the shiver traveling all over your skin, as this warm, cold wetness spreads. I squeeze the ice cube in my hand so that drips fall from it, ice cold drips that I let drop on your back. Just a few little drips spreading here and there. Then with my other hand, I softly caress your back, spreading out the liquid so thin that it takes but moments for it to dry. Blowing again helps it feel both cold and dry. There's a lot more that you can do with ice as well. You hear a strange sound that you cannot quite place, sharp, almost like something breaking. Your mind is too fuzzy to really think about it, but suddenly you feel something almost sharp on your skin. The edge of a broken ice cube feels cold and sharp. It melts away almost instantly at the edge, but the thinness of it feels wonderfully sharp. It is not dangerous in any way, but it feels kind of scary in a fun way. The shivers down your spine as I slowly draw on your skin with the ice. They let you feel even deeper shivers and drops. This time I continue until the whole half cube melts against your skin, and the drops of water still carrying with them some of this cold flow. They flow past your sides, tickling slightly. And when I reach your lower back, some of the water accumulates in that little curve of your lower back and then falls to the side. I move the ice cube up almost all the way to your neck and just softly, almost massage your neck with a thin sliver of ice cube that I still have left, just the flat of it. It feels so wonderfully cooling in your mind, having the back of your neck just relaxing, calm, cool. And once the ice cube has melted away entirely, the drips are running slowly down your spine. A light, almost tickling sensation that feels playful. And my touch softly spreads out the water so that it can dry again. Softly, I get a cloth to dry your skin even more. I know that you would love to feel even more. And maybe you will another time. I've just shown you a few of the fun things that you can do with ice. How you can let it drip, slide, melt, run. How you can cause shivers through your body and the pleasure connected to them. Softly I place my hand on your back. You feel the heat of my palm pressed between your shoulders. In a moment, I'm going to count you back up again. And I hope you had fun. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake, and welcome back.